You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
They are at war with Europe, and President Obama is speaking in a way that is beneath his office.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest tells Fox News' Fox and Friends they're happy to have support from France following last week's attacks in Paris. Earnest adds they would like to have more support from Russia. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Federal Reserve policymakers appear to be leaning toward a December rate hike. The minutes released today from the central bank's October meeting show most participants expect conditions could be right to raise interest rates at the next meeting. The Federal Open Market Committee will meet again December 15th and 16th. At least three people are dead in Washington state after a string of powerful storms rolled through. This homeowner says the storm came without notice.
I've never seen it come up that fast. It seemed like it appeared to me like a levee broke or something, the way it came up so quickly.
Powerful wind snapped trees and mudslides developed in some areas. About 360,000 homes and businesses in the Seattle area were left without power on Tuesday. One person was killed when a tree fell from a cliff onto a car in Monroe, northeast of Seattle. In Spokane, police say a tree fell and landed on a woman, killing her. The Seattle Times reports a third person died in that same area when a tree struck her car. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Israel's Security Cabinet has approved the request of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to outlaw an Islamic group for instigating violence. John Clemens reports.
The widely expected measure outlaws a group that was at the heart of the wave of violence related to a Jerusalem holy site claimed the lives of 92 people. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev said the Islamic Movement of Israel is well known to have launched the campaign against Jews at the Temple Mount.
These measures were taken to protect the public from an organization that is extreme and racist, an organization that partners with the Hamas terrorists, an organization that preaches violence and hatred.
I'm John Clemens.
Secretary of State John Kerry is coming under fire for saying the attackers on a French satirical newspaper had a rationale. While meeting yesterday with U.S. Embassy staff in Paris, Kerry compared the Charlie Hebdo killings to last Friday's terrorist attacks. He said of January's Charlie Hebdo attack, there was a, quote, rationale that you could attach yourself to and somehow say, okay, they're really angry because of this and that. Kerry first told the staffers January's attack had a legitimacy to it, but then backtracked. Walmart does not lead the way when it comes to Black Friday deals. A new survey from WalletHub shows the average discount from the retailer is 30%. That's far behind JCPenney and Kohl's, which give an average of 65% off. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hunnan. This is Big C coming to you from HunnanChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnan County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunnan kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnan County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunnan, HunnanChamberRadio.com.
Welcome back to Talented People. Hope you're having a great day. It's November 18th already. We're broadcasting here on Talented People from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Chamber Radio Station on Mine Street in Flemington. And I just want to let you know this afternoon, cloudy with a high about 58 degrees. Tonight, chance of showers mainly after 10 p.m. Cloudy with a low about 53. Thursday, showers. The rain could be heavy at times with a high about 64. So it's going to be a little warm, but it is 100% chance of rain. Basically, Thursday night, showers continuing mainly before 1 a.m. with a low of around 46. Friday, mostly sunny all day with a high of 55 and a low of 34 with a partly cloudy night. And then Saturday, sunny all day with a high of 50 and, again, mostly cloudy Saturday night with a low of 33. And then sunny again all day on Sunday with a high of 45 and then a low of 28. That'll be the beginning of the Thanksgiving week. So we're hoping that you've got nice plans for it. And if you're traveling, to have a safe travel.
I'll be traveling.
Tell us where you're going, Colleen.
I am going to the North Carolina mountains to a place called Lake Lure, which is absolutely beautiful. It's right outside of Asheville, about an hour outside of Asheville. And the roads there, though, are just so crazy and windy, and you really are in the mountains. But once you get to this place, it's just paradise, really beautiful.
It's so exciting. Well, it's going to be fun. What about you, Linda, Amy? Our guest today, she's in studio from ROI Renovations. What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
Actually, I'm going to Florida. I'm going to visit my father in Hollywood, Florida.
Nice.
And I'll be sitting on the beach.
Nice. Oh. Love that.
Well, I get to see my mom, and that's good that you get to see your dad. Yep. Family, that's what it's about.
Yeah, we're going to Poconos.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Good.
See your mom and dad with Brandon and Katrina, which is kind of nice.
Nice.
To my son and boys. They're going to go. So, okay, so Linda, tell us more about, you know, the land development work that you have going on and also about the properties that you have. There's more than five parcels or so, right, in the Little Egg Harbor area of New Jersey.
Yes, I am doing land development work. I'm representing, four properties that belong to my family, and then now it's up to five properties for other local property owners in the corridor of Route 9 that extends from Tuckerton through west through Little Lake Harbor. And it's one of the last development corridors in that south east section of New Jersey. Due to some environmental remapping that occurred over the last decade or so. And so this swath of land, is designated as, most of it is designated under the CAFR, which is one of the environmental regulatory bodies that govern what is environmentally sensitive in the coastal areas. They've also identified areas that they want to see density of commercial development, so they avoid the urban sprawl, and they get to get concentrated planned development. And that's, I'm working with the town as well as the county, and now at the state level to put together an incentive package for potential companies that would be ideally tourism draws. And that's our focus for one area this quarter. And we're also right now in discussion with a number of developers and large retail service companies. And so it's, the area's ready just to blossom. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned to you last week the Walmart facility. It's 161,000 square foot distribution center and retail center that is, I was there yesterday, and it's fabulous how quickly they're going up.
Really? That's so cool.
It's They have curbs in.
Did you get pictures again?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
I'll send them to you. And it's tremendous. So they plan to open spring of 2016. They had 5 years of getting their approvals. They always have challenges as well. But the good news is that Little Egg, that whole section was devastated by Sandy, that whole quarter from Minnehaken on down. And Walmart will be one of the first significant companies to really add to the base, the tax base there. And we're working to get the commercial community together to really do some planning and active work to organize, to market the community as a destination center that would be a part of the Ocean County, the Shore area, Atlantic County tourism map. Mm-hmm. And so, as I mentioned last week, the area of the Shore area is really organizing themselves to appeal to a wider, beyond the New Jersey metro area, New York metro area, to really attract tourism beyond. To date, really, unless you grew up in New Jersey or you are from New York, even though you hear a lot about it and it's interesting, would you necessarily get on a plane from, somewhere, out Midwest or whatever to come to the Jersey Shore? Well, it hasn't been marketed that way. Mm-hmm. And now, but it should be, because right. It is a unique opportunity. There is no place like the Jersey Shore unless you.
Very true.
And so I think the... like I said, the upside of the devastation was that everyone realized that they have to take another look at how they are organizing and planning as a community. So it's been interesting. The community and the Little Egg Harbor officials are exciting to work with, because they see what needs to be done, and they're excited about
growth,
but planned growth. So it's not shotgun, mm-hmm. random malls everywhere. It,
right.
it has a community mm-hmm. center. It has a sense of planning.
The marina, like you say, and keeping that historical and charming side to it.
Exactly.
In the whole area. It is interesting. I know our listeners have bared with us and been interested in so many, 3 years now, plus another year between Irene and then Sandy. And listening to even the officials from FEMA and the preparedness and so on coming in and talking about like $500 million, and people don't they I don't think, because I sit here and I'm learning as the conversations are happening, and I cannot believe how they measure Sandy in comparison to all of the other hurricanes, Katrina and everything else, and say, you guys don't even realize how bad it was if you weren't living at the shore. You saw trees down and your power was out, but there's still people displaced, and just the significance of and how big it was. And then, like you said, to call attention to it, New Jersey did get attention called to when that happened. And then people just go back to automatically thinking what turnpike exit and so on. So when you're talking about outside of the state of New Jersey, marketing the state of New Jersey the way that, I love New York and all the other ones do, it's just a great idea, especially because it is so charming and so beautiful.
Well, that's it. The companies that we are targeting to anchor that community are companies that will be tourism draws and what we call quality development. Mm-hmm. And ideally, from that point, with the planning the community is doing to keep, as you mentioned, that old marine charm. Mm-hmm. The Tuckerton Seaport, which you may or may not know about, was revived about less than, I think it was about 10 years ago. And they did a tremendous job of really putting the museum together. And so there's a lot of settings that down in Little Egg Harbor that are, they're quiet. You wouldn't, they have some marketing around them, but unless you're from the area or, New Jersey per se, you wouldn't know. But if we can collectively make them a part of the shore community, I think they're neat little treasures that people don't realize that are there.
Right. Their restaurant over at the marina? Do they have little restaurants in there?
Actually, you know, yeah. Actually, yesterday I had lunch at Shorty's.
Oh.
They had an amazing veggie burger that was to die for. It was one of my favorites. It was excellent. Yeah.
What about the reception that you have for support from those on the state level that you're talking to about your plan and what you're doing? What are they saying?
Very excited. Very, very excited. We had a meeting recently with, you know, putting together would be an incentive package for a couple of significant potential new occupants of property down there. And so we currently, there's a package in draft. I actually received my first draft a couple days ago. And the county and as well as the town, there's... They're organizing now a full package to present to a couple of the potentials, which I'm not at liberty to say right now.
Sure, but, no, it's fun to listen to.
Yeah,
well, we know that over the next couple of weeks, you know, we're going to hear more from some of the people that you're working with to find out what they're thinking about on the state level and in the area that you're talking about, Little Egg Harbor, because it's interesting for us to see the development, watch what you're doing, and you know, really kind of change the PR for the state of New Jersey and bringing something of value, take that emphasis off some of the negative that New Jersey has is the reputation.
It's just so off.
And it's a great kept secret, so I don't like to complain about it because I do like that side of it. But
right. And there's just so many beautiful parts of New Jersey that people don't even know about. And the shore areas, it just there's wow. so much to do. It's right there. You can go to New York for a day and get down to the beach on the same day. So, right.
Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a creating, articulating the vision of what, you know, I know Atlantic City is right now and it's on its knees in some ways. And but I believe there's to every cloud, there's, you know, the silver lining can open up our opportunities. And I see this as an opportunity for Atlantic City to really take another look at what it's been doing and recreate itself as well. And with that, the general, I think the combination of Sandy and what's gone on with the casinos, I look at these things as opportunities.
Right. It's and, like the perfect storm. Oops.
Well, they're opportunities. You know, if they'd asked me, you know, back when the casino started, I would have approached it a little different way, but nobody asked me. So I had my ideas. But, you know, I'm sure everybody on this listening station does as well. But long story short, they are where they are. And I think the motion forward is when you get men like Glenn Straub, who's excited about Atlantic City and looking to bring his 2,500 horses to New Jersey and relocate and really invest, invest in infrastructure. And he understands what makes, development work. And so these types of people, that's what we need more of, the public-private exercise of, you know, thinking together, doing mm-hmm. some planning True. And really getting a vision mm-hmm. that then can be marketed and, mm-hmm. and
absolutely.
When I was talking about Lake Lore in that area, the Asheville area, there's a huge equestrian center that was just built there, gigantic, with all kinds of tourism mm-hmm. Opportunities and restaurants, and it's amazing. I'm like, wow, what a great idea. Who would have ever thought?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of opportunity, as mm-hmm. you said.
That's we're, you know, I like I said, you know, it's you can look at it the glass half full or half.
Absolutely, I still, I know that Atlantic City's having its challenges. It's a shame, but at the same time, it can be reloaded, reworked, with the complementary sides of what you're doing right there. You know, entertainment's entertainment. Family entertainment can be for everybody, and it's mm-hmm. it's close. And the state of New Jersey deserves it. And then the coastline. It's so different all the way along the coastline. You could spend a week going from one to the next south and have a different experience with every one of them.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's just, it's exciting to watch you take on this and to see the reception and support by those in the state level and then those on the outside who have the ability to come in and actually invest in it and then draw business and in jobs and everything else into the area and make it what it should be. It's just so much fun.
Well, that's it's been an evolution that I'm watching right now start to take shape, which has been in the works for some time. The recession, you know, pulled everything back about 5 years. But everyone down there, you know, knew it was just a matter of time, and they all, you know, are excited now about doing something positive. And to me, again, I love planning, and I love planning collectively, where you get a vision that you're all excited about, and then whether it's working on a, you know, renovation of a building or a, you know, a commercial strip in a community, it's really the same process. You know, you get all the stakeholders involved, you get all your decisions organized, and you run with it. And mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, the Shore area, the attention that's been drawn to the environmental issues. New Jersey Futures has recently completed some of their work in the sustainability and, you know, the environmental review. And so timing is everything. Mm-hmm. The collection of that information and its impact on the commercial properties in that whole Ocean County area is only accentuating the value of this corridor. Mm-hmm. Because we have to balance commercial growth with environmental sensitivities, and that area is so precious, the Pine Lands and the coastal areas, they're our asset here in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
So what else? Is there anything else you want to share with everybody? We're already at our 4:22 in the afternoon of the hour, and I wanted to ask if there's anything else you want to tell everybody before we go to our break.
Oh, it's been a pleasure being here and talking about my work, and appreciate you bringing me on to share. As I was saying, as development goes, any of your listeners are looking to develop properties or consider developing properties, just bring on, you know, make sure you search for a professional that you can have as your lead person. And that's, you know, someone who is going to orchestrate the process for you. If you aren't familiar with property development and all the nuances that go with it, my advice, don't wing it. Make sure you get the right person in front of you that's going to help coach you through it, and it'll save you usually a tremendous amount of money and definitely a lot of aggravation.
Well said. And mm-hmm. you know what? That really is true, what you mentioned, because a lot of times people like are looking at their budgets and so on. And you have to be able to find somebody who's going to be able to stay through it with you for years, perhaps, and not, you know, just changing over can upset the entire whole strategy so much more than doing it right the first time.
Exactly.
Right.
So, okay, Linda, thanks so much for being here today. This is Talented People. It's 4:24 in the afternoon. I'm going to go to a break, and then we're going to put on a Talented People television interview. We're going to play that. It's with our guest, Bart Jackson. If you know him, he's from US1, and he's very, very entertaining. So we're going to let you go with that. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you guys both, Colleen and Linda, for being here again today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll be back the week after next. Take care.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melanie Burkett. The House may vote as soon as tomorrow on a bill temporarily blocking the resettlement of Syrian refugees into the U.S. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News accepting refugees from Syria can be dangerous.
It's absurd for President Obama to say, oh, these refugees are women and children are of no risk. We have many, many examples of refugees coming here under false pretenses and turning out to be a real risk to our country.
GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan says a pause is necessary until U.S. officials certify that the refugees do not pose a threat. A French prosecutor says investigators are still trying to determine the identities of the two terror suspects killed during an early morning raid. Police believe the hours-long assault in a Paris suburb disrupted a terrorist attack on the city's business district. A woman suicide bomber blew herself up, and another suspect was shot by a police sniper early today. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-485-4408. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-485-4408. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-485-4408.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com. Your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Hi, welcome to this week's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, your host, and we're broadcasting from Princeton Community Television. Thanks for watching in. Our guest today is multi-talented. His name is Bart Jackson. He's a resident of the Princeton area in New Jersey, and he's got so much going on that it's going to take the whole 28 minutes to get through. So we're going to jump right into it, and I'm introducing you to the CEO of the Art of the CEO, Bart Jackson. Welcome to the show.
Jeannie, it's so good to be back with you again. I brought all my toys. I brought my mandolin in case a quip strikes me.
Quip? Like, jump in with a quip.
Few men can endure success. Another man's, I mean. Anyway, and I brought my, they told me to wear a tie.
Okay.
So I brought my tie, and I'll explain. This is a dinosaur. Now, the very next time you see a dinosaur, do not think of something that died away. Think of something that has evolved. Think of that great big hawk circling in the sky. That was T-Rex. If your company can make that kind of evolution, you're going to do just fine. And business books are making that kind of evolution, too. So what can I tell you? And, oh, we have quips. And
What is a quip?
Okay. That's a joke, son. A quip is saying, give a man... Teach a man to shoplift, and you can feed him for a day. But teach him to steal your corporate identity, and he'll dine on caviar and steak far into the future. That's a quip.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And people can follow you on Twitter as today's quip.
They can follow on Twitter. They can go to bartsbooks.com and they subscribe. And these things wing across cyberspace in some way that
They're
I have
so
no
understanding. They're so entertaining and so special. And they come from you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sadly. My wife's husband makes up most of them. So.
Tell us about those two books.
Oh, well, these are okay. This one is called, Behind Every Successful Woman Is Herself. And I learned more doing this book than you can ever imagine.
I bet.
And the one thing I will say very briefly is that one of the things I learned about this is that 87% of all new marketing firms are that have formed in this last 10 years are started by women. And they're started by people like Jeannie. And it's two things. The part of it is men are really very good at selling you what you need. Women understand better. They know that you're going to buy what you want. If you don't believe me, think of how many donut chains we have. How many broccoli and asparagus chains do we have? There you go. And so you want someone like Jeannie, who has a million ideas a minute gurging out. That's the tools. But you also want the person. The personality that can endear you to the people you need to connect with. And this is why you want Jeannie and Colleen and Ryan Media. They're great folk.
Oh, you're anyway. So sweet. Thank you. That was not necessary. Love it, though.
All right. I'm sure I'll tell you. So.
I love Bart Jackson. I just do. All right. Show us this book.
Oh, this one. Oh, this is fun. And this is sort of hinted in our new direction. This is called So That's How They Do It. And what we really did was we went to the top people. We found out one little item in each one. One was a fella named Herb Ballinger. At the end of each day, he would call up three people and say, Joe, I've got someone you want to meet, or here's something to do this. Now, he was an editor of a national magazine. In fact, it was the first one I worked for, Boating Industry. But the thing about it was, he was always giving those thoughts, so he never had any trouble having people take his phone calls.
Wow.
Why? Because he was a giver.
Yeah.
And things like that. That's the sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, and so that's how they did it. And you look at tactics of the business masters. So I'm seeing this journey of yours that you've been writing for a long time.
Sadly, so. I've been writing, a lot of your viewers here will know US One newspaper. I met Rich at a party.
He's a favorite at the US One.
Yeah. Yes.
You get the great, great, great stories, too.
I have the great... Very
well.
I am the Methuselah of US One.
I think it's nice everybody gets a chance to finally hear you and meet you again, if you haven't already. But
Most people say that I have a really good face for print media. And I'm better behind the table than anywhere
that's
else.
Or,
except under it, but that's another story. So we... I met Rich Ryan at a party. Some Princeton beldam pushed us together and said, you two should meet. You write. He's going to start a newspaper. Well, he did. From the first issue on, I've been writing for it.
It's awesome.
It's a kick. So this is a story. Part of it is, I have a radio show called The Art of the CEO. I've written books. And the thing about it is
Publisher.
I am the CEO of Prometheus Publishing.
Yes.
But I meet through US One and all these others. All these people who are telling CEOs how they really should be doing it.
Right.
And so Rich calls me up the other day and says, Bart, got an article for you, got to read this. It's a guy who is the expert, par none, Sal Levitino, and who is an expert on networking, how to go to a network party and so forth. So I'm sitting there and I say, yeah, Sal, that makes sense. Yeah, it all makes sense. I'm jotting down the article, write it out. And then I find out that I'm going to the Princeton Chamber for a networking party. It's Peter Crowley's birthday. Peter's a great guy.
Happy birthday, Peter. He is a great guy.
And we we're meeting there, and he is standing there watching this clown network. I want you to know, I'm feeling about as nervous as a Christian Scientist with appendicitis. I meet people like Janet Cargill, who is the image consultant to the stars, and I'm thinking, you know, oh God, I haven't shined my shoes, you know. Or I meet Ben Decker, we had him on the Art of the CEO radio show. He comes on, he is the absolute number one choice of communicating coaches for the Fortune 500.
That's incredible, because there are so many coaches.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So to be that high on the pyramid, you know.
His dad started it, and he and his wife worked it through, and they really brought it through. And so I'm having him on the show, and I'm talking to him. And then after the show, I'm talking to him. He says, you know, during your phone conversation with me in the prep, you really should have done this, this, and this, and this. And I'm thinking, oh, God. You know? So I'm meeting all these people. It's fun, but yeah, I got to say,
that is funny.
Scares the bejesus out of you.
That is funny. You get to travel. Talk about travel, because you've visited more than 50 countries, correct?
Yeah, 70-something. I don't know. My wife keeps track of these things. And the funny thing about it is, to be fair, yes, I've traveled all over from Tibet to Tierra del Fuego. I've interviewed the Dalai Lama, but then I come back here into Princeton, and I hope you all realize what you've got. I have interviewed here 3 Nobel Prize winners without leaving this town.
That's incredible. So, it really is.
With this town, this area, this greater Princeton area, is a great place. It is a hub for business mindset and activity, and not in the ruthless, vicious way. I have a friend in Manhattan who is sort absolutely very highly placed in his field, and he says, you get up there long enough. This is advertising. Advertising is tough.
Yeah.
You know, what's the old line? Don't tell my mother I'm in advertising. She thinks I play piano in a whorehouse. You know, it's just. But anyway, yeah. Well, yeah. But nonetheless, he said, if you're there in Manhattan long enough and you really are high enough, someone's going to come after you. And he was going through a lawsuit. And it does. That's not the attitude here. The attitude here is we're interested in the players. Mm-hmm. Rank means less. Mm-hmm. And so I invite everyone within the listening voice of the Princeton area to take advantage of that. There are more people out there who want to help you than hurt you.
Love and, it. See, again, you pull out the best. They're pulling out the positive. I always love that. Let's talk about you. I want everyone to know as well that Bart's books are a line of ultimate business guides. And mostly what he does are in the line of business books. So if you have a book out there in mind, get in touch with Bart. Mm-hmm. You can look him up on the internet and find him anywhere. His Bart's books, Bart Jackson, Prometheus Publishing. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Art of the CEO, though, because you can see that as he has, you know, journeyed through his life, he gets to a point where now he decides to be the radio show host of this fantastic program called The Art of the CEO. And you can see that website directly and look at all of the amazing people that you've had on the shows. So let's talk about the radio show first. Tell us about it. How is it to be a radio host?
Well, the radio show came about, I should say. All our books are what we call, or not all, but The Art of the CEO is what we call collaboratively compiled. We took about a dozen really top CEOs and about 50 or 60 other contributors, distilled it down to make a book. We finished the book, we put it out, and then they started calling me. Oh, Bart, could you put this in? I said, well, the book was published 6 weeks ago, so maybe you could send them a letter. So we basically, to keep things fresh, to get new people in, we started the Art of the CEO radio show.
It just makes total sense. And so enjoyable.
It really is, and I got to tell you that so many people have said I have an excellent face for radio.
And you do?
Yes, I do.
And I see the TV coming as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know. My wife says that I was trying to show my best side, and my wife sort of leans back and says, you're sitting on it, so what can I say? Anyway, we stood there in front of all these people putting the book out, and it went to the radio show, and they all want to come on the radio show, and we're bringing
it's so
fresh
great.
New people.
And so it's once a week, Tuesdays. 2 o'clock?
Yes. If you go to, let me put on my radio voice here.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. It's so entertaining.
Tune in to blogtalkradio.com/theartoftheceo. That's blogtalkradio.com/theartoftheceo. I just love saying
that. I love the way you look when you say that. And I love the way you sound listening to the show. You have the most funny little personality, and you guide everybody through the courses of the show, as far as it's almost like your utensils, and love it. It's so funny. And it's got information from the art of the CEO's incredible talent.
One of the things that I've seen, and this is, you get to talk to a lot of major CEOs, and it has guided us and our whole business in a shift, because you always hear, we become more and more metric, more science-oriented, more quantifiable. And a very excellent top business coach, and I promise I won't mention Bernard's name, said, just came out with a fact that 85% of the people who leave their work do so because of their boss. So here are six things that you should do as a boss that are going to keep you as a CEO, the heavier people. So metric one, metric two, metric three. And I look at this and I say, where's the personality? Where's the persona? Where is the people, the human connection? This mankind is your business if you're a CEO. Believe me, this is the way it works, son.
That is great.
And I'm finding this, how does someone like Sherry Spiro, who went from printing shop to being one of the top game publishers around, have the stuff produced in China by three different companies and goes over there and gets them to unite together. Now, Sherry is, shall we say, she's a homespun girl. Her idea of China before she went there was Linux. And she gets over there and she talks to them as a person, and brings forth her own ideas. This is why you're so good. There is an essence of Jeannie that comes out as the personality, and that's what people want to know. I'm finding this, that people follow leaders, yes, that they admire, but that somehow make a connection with them. And this is why people are coming. This is why the top leaders are able to do. This is why Eric Schmidt over at Google is able to get all his little techie nerds together. He sits them down and he says,
rich
guys,
nerds.
the very wealthy ones.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
But he gets them to set down their text devices, which is a monumental task.
Yes,
and
let's talk about that.
He goes to each one personally. Mm-hmm. I love the idea. Joe Rigby, head of Pepco Holdings, one of the biggest utility conglomerates in the country, 20,000 something employees, and he had his vision. When he became CEO, he put on his suit, put on his whiteboard, and went around every single one and saw, in the end, every single employee to talk to them personally.
This is incredible.
And they will die for this man.
Yeah.
As well they should. He's a martyr. This is what I'm saying.
Right.
It's not rocket science.
It's people don't do it. Like you said, it's just like,
there's a reason why, by the way.
Why?
If you'll allow me to be a little technical. I don't know how much time we have.
You're good.
Okay. There is science and there is art and there is magic. Business lies in magic. Science is this, and this is where we're all hung up, the marketing consultants. Science is, if you have a recipe for pancakes and I have a recipe for pancakes and all God's chilling out there listening, we all follow the recipe, we will get the same pancake. And so this is what we like.
Interesting.
We get the same.
Okay.
Then on the other end is art. You can give us all brushes, but my lady, only Vincent is going to paint a Van Gogh. So there is that essence within yourself, that special thing.
Yes, that's right.
Business is not science. Business is that middle ground of magic. Business is Houdini. Business is knowing all the tricks of the trade that Harry Houdini had to do escape. But friends, without that special, unique personality, you're going to die in that straitjacket. And this is...
That's so interesting.
We're moving more toward metrics because it's an easy quantifier. Mm-hmm. And the real truth is, though, when you talk to the CEOs, the major ones, they walk in, they aren't thinking this project, the numbers on that project. They're thinking Sally, Jake, John,
Wow.
And that's what they're thinking of, the people mm-hmm. that are going to make this happen. Mm-hmm. How does Sharon Mann, who is a recruiter in the same way that Rembrandt was a dabbler in oils.
she is amazing. She's that's amazing, for sure.
Here's a problem. Mm-hmm. I have Jeannie, who is being egregiously paid at one of the top Fortune 100 firms, and Joe wants her to come work at his firm. You talk to Sharon. How does she do it? Well, there's many tricks, and which, in fact, we're putting that in one of our new books called The Dealmakers.
I love it.
But how does she do it? It's also the person, the persona, mm-hmm. the cultivating. And the one thing I will say is I have seen this, and I said it, and I had it absolutely parroted right back to me by Eric Schmidt from Google. He says, every single person's personality works as a leader. Every person has what it takes to lead.
Wow.
It's just a matter of cultivating what you got.
Tell us, I want to know, I've been talking all about the different CEOs that have been on the show. I want to go back to the radio show for a second and let them know that you can watch the archive, you can listen to the archives of all of the past shows too.
Yes, that's right.
And you can just go to the Blog Talk Radio for that?
That's right. That's why we moved to live stream video, is that it's the difference between getting in your car and going where you want to, when you want, and waiting for a bus.
Right.
You can go to Blog Talk Radio, get the Art of CEO, hit any of the new people, any of the new show. You can hear the new show that comes out every Tuesday at mm-hmm. 2 p.m., or you can go back through any of the past ones. Mm-hmm. We've got a fascinating.
What are some of your favorites?
Let me tell you what one we got coming up now. This one's going to be fascinating. We have a guy named Rick Chase. He was a former moderator for the Presbyterian Church, the whole Presbyterian Church USA.
Wow.
And he is leading companies. He's leading the Presbyterians, who are leading virtually the entire Christian churches together, Catholic, Protestant, into corporate divestment. That is, they feel, as a church, that they can only get behind people and corporations that are acting morally. And so if you think, well, so who cares? Let me put it to you this way. Uh-huh. Last year, the Christian church gathered $497 billion. So we're not talking chump change here.
No.
Now, not of course, they didn't invest all of that, but that's the kind of money, not to mention what their individual parishioners do. And that's just the Christian church. The mosques mm-hmm. are coming in, synagogues.
Wow.
The idea is, and they were, for instance, Caterpillar sold some earth movers, some just terrible super military bulldozers to a group of Israelis who decided to just plow down right through Palestine. And it was just a reprehensible thing. It should not have been done. And Caterpillar said anytime you want more guys, we got tons. And so the church said,
wow,
we're divesting, we're pulling
out.
And that's coming up, and that to me is frightening. Mm-hmm. But some of the others, you know, one of my favorite people to have on the show and to talk with and so forth, Jacques Lacombe. Jacques.
So awesome. Go ahead. Yeah. Tell everybody who he is and everything.
Jacques Lacombe is the music director and conductor of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. Very erudite, clever man. Do I have time for one quick story?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here it is. It is the ultimate leadership to stand in front of nearly 100 people who've never seen you before. You walk up. Every one of those 100 people has been paid high sums of money to make a product according to their vision. You walk up and say, okay, guys, now we're going to do it my way. And they don't even know you. This is what orchestra leaders do. This is no mean trick. He goes up. He is going into Prague. He's standing there on, it is one of the five languages he does know. And he goes to the rehearsal, the full time, show me what you got, and then we'll work through it. And on the work through, he turns to the fellow back over there and says, he has a sheet in front of him. He says, Jake, in the passage, measure 450, could you give me a little more on that one? Bring it out a little more. And the rehearsal goes on. Afterwards, Jake walks up to Jock. literally with tears in his eyes and says, I have been in this orchestra, maestro, for 27 years. I have always been called third trombone. It is the first time ever anyone has called me by my name, any maestro.
That is awesome.
Hey, oh my God. I mean, it just, wow. Yeah. How little it takes.
Right, just that little bit, but it goes a long way. And then, again, you have him featured in the Art of the Singer.
Yeah, I also put him in the book.
Too. I love the way the book does. You have how many different contributors in this book?
Oh, Lord, I would say it must be about 60. We have 12 what we call authorities. Mm-hmm. These are major CEOs who are the heads of their field. And one of them, Burton Goldfield from TriNet, who's going to be coming to New Jersey. And he is one of these people who, if you want to know a good symptom of a top CEO, I had no idea who he was at all. I started talking to people. They're based out in California. I started talking to people in New Jersey. I heard about him down in Georgia, all over. They all talk about him by his first name. They talk about him, they seem to know him. And I don't think they see him. If they see him once a year, that's amazing. But somehow he maintains that connection with his people. He was voted, I think he was voted the best CEO of in the insurance industry, or best CEO in the country or something, by the San Francisco Examiner.
Incredible.
And that's the sort of thing that people are able to do.
Well, it's so interesting because, again, on your show, you bring in all of these different, and you're just celebrating your 1 year anniversary,
right?
Right? Let's talk
That's
about
right.
that.
Uh huh. Right.
Congratulations.
Well, we had our 52nd show, and it was a great deal of fun.
52 CEOs.
Yeah, right.
Just the knowledge. That's what I love also about you, though, is because of the long time that you've had in so many different interviews with so many different types of people, you know so much about everything. You know, it's like pick a category and you've spoken
and,
to someone who's.
You can pick a category. I'm pretty much full of it.
I want you to go on Jeopardy.
All right. Yeah. Here's a quickie for you.
Okay, let's have it.
Five times, who was a five times winner, national winner on Jeopardy? And the answer is someone who lives right around Princeton, Congressman or former Congressman Rush Holt.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Assistant head of
that.
Princeton Plasma Physics.
Really?
And he is just a brilliant man.
Oh,
he
I guess
really
so.
A marvelous guy. So I bring that up.
Oh, well, I want to look up those on the internet and check them out.
Yeah.
So talk about a little bit more about authors and some of them that come to you about books and
we
and
had
how
a very interesting one. I'll tell you, this mm-hmm. is, we had Robbie Kelman Baxter just came on the show, and she had written a book called The Membership Economy. And I instantly took umbrage with this book. Her whole idea seems to me, and we had a real debate on this show, it was back and forth, friendly, because she's a sweetheart and she's also incredibly sharp. So it was. So she had all the odds. I'm neither sweet nor sharp. And nonetheless, her idea is that you look at the Netflix model, you look at that people are seeking less to own, consumers want less to own mm-hmm. than they want to use and return to the pool. We see it in the big three purchases, which is education, car, and house. We're seeing it in cars. We're seeing it in the videos we watch. We're even, and in the business aspect, we're seeing it in our manufacturing. We don't, if you want to make a mandolin, you don't start a plant and build mandolins anymore. You design, you get your designers, you get your salespeople, you get your marketing, and then you, like Sherry Spiro, you find three companies to put it all together. And part of that's outsourced, but part of that is not owning. And she says, we want to be members. Now, my big thing with this is, okay, but I am not defined by my purchases. I belong to the Nassau Presbyterian Church. If they have softer pews in the Baptist church, or if the mosque down the road is having a better potluck supper, I don't move my membership.
Right.
But I
That's
may have sent 37 tweets out to Southwest Airlines, but if American has a cheaper price, son, I'm on the wings of America.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I don't know. It's an interesting change in our society, but I'm not really sure what it means. And it's something to look into.
Well, it's interesting to watch trends then. Mm. And what about like authoring as far as those out there that may have a book in mind? And tell what kind of criteria do you have and what do you consider important?
I will tell you the one thing. I recently spoke at the Harvard Club to a batch of authors, and I said, first of all, you have all come here to have me tell you how to sell your book, and what I'm going to tell you is how to be a better writer, because that's what sells your book.
Wow, that's good.
And there's a reason why Robert Ludlum, for instance, sells hundreds of thousands of mysteries, because read the stuff. It's better for a lot of reasons I don't have time to go into now. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing. Concentrate on your writing. But if I were to tell people, if they have a good idea, and if they have some expertise behind it, that they can back up with solid experiences. People don't want to just know, do this, do this, do this. They want to know, John did this, and look what happened.
And how, they do it.
Right, so that's how they want to know how they do it. Mm-hmm. If you have something like that, and you've got something new, we would be very, very interested to see it when you think you got it right.
I think that's awesome. Now, I think we have about 3.5 minutes left, and what I want to do, a special call out to you, being the expert in the New Jersey wineries.
Oh, yes.
I want to remind everybody about that, because you have been to all of them, at least two years ago. Talk about New Jersey wineries.
I've been thrown out of most of them, I think, actually. New Jersey is the number six producer of wine in the country. People don't realize
that. That's just extraordinary.
We have 44 wineries at this dramatic juncture. We have...
44, wow.
And we are. But thanks to Jeannie and all of Mariah Media and the parties that come up to them, New Jersey is number one per capita in wine imbibing. Yes, friends, we drink more than any other state.
Thanks. I wish we had some here right now.
Frankly, Scarlett, I think it'd be wonderful.
Should have thought ahead.
But the thing that you can find in New Jersey wineries, the thing that makes them so wonderful, is that they're small. A lot of them are family owned. You can, with 10 acres, you and your best beloved can get together, and with the kids, you can make a good living for yourself. So when you go to visit the wineries in New Jersey, and I do it, there's a Garden State Wineries Guide. It's on bartsbooks.com. You can
get it there. He profiles all up to 30-something, 38, 37.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
But anyway, you go to those.
There's so much about them.
And you can walk down the rows with a glass in your hand with a vintner beside you telling how he grew the grapes that made the wine. Try to do that in California. Can't do it.
And so what was that about California with the competition a couple of years back,
was they had the best wines of California, the best wines of France, and the best wines of New Jersey, and on a beautiful autumnal evening, all the wine experts gathered, and we had Chateau Lafite Rothschild 64. My son, the New Jersey wineries blew them away.
That is so much fun. What a great story it is. Yay, New Jersey.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So last remarks to anyone out there. Just, again, this is Bart Jackson, mm-hmm. the art of the CEO and art of so many other things. Tell us what you think in the last minute of our show here.
I'd like to give you, this is the book, 101 Best Business Quips. And I'd like to read you the last one that I put in there, number 101. Never underestimate the power of a handwritten thank you note.
Oh.
It has been a privilege.
That is so true. Perfect words to end with. Thank you all for watching today on Talented People. And Bart, continued success to you. And thanks
thank
for
you,
everything
Jamie.
You do for everywhere around the world. I would say Princeton and US1, but I'm you're way international.
Oh,
we love you.
Fun. Thank you, Jamie.
And happy anniversary on your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks again for watching in. Have a great week.